This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Baghdad today, Army Specialist Jeremy Civitz appeared before a court-martial and pleaded guilty to charges of abusing Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. He was then sentenced to the maximum punishment, 1 year in prison, reduction in rank, and a bad conduct discharge. Earlier, three other soldiers charged in connection with the prisoner abuse scandal were arraigned. NPR's Eric Westervelt was in the courtroom today, and he joins me now. Jeremy Civitz was charged with the mistreatment of prisoners and dereliction of duty. And after he pleaded guilty, what did he have to say?
Well, Renee, Army Judge Colonel James Pohl asked him and said, in your own words, tell me what happened. Then Specialist Civitz began to detail what happened on the evening of November 8th, when he said he was hanging around what is known as the Tactical Operations Center, just not doing much. He said there wasn't much for me to do, but then Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick came in to print something out and asked me if I wanted to go inside Abu Ghraib, inside what is now the notorious cell block 1A. He went in there and he said, Civitz said he helped escort one detainee into that block. When he got there, half a dozen soldiers were starting to abuse detainees. They had sandbags over their heads. Some were in various states of nudity. They were starting to be abused, lined up. And he laid out in detail, Renee, several instances. He said charged that Specialist Charles Grainer, in one case, punched a detainee. He said one case, Private First Class Lindy England stomped on the toes of a detainee. And he described in details other cases where these soldiers kind of systematically went through and started to sexually humiliate and physically and psychologically abused the detainees.
And did Civitz implicate anyone up the chain of command?
Well, not really. The judge at one time asked him and said, why were you doing this? Why do you think these people were doing this? And he said, honestly, sir, I don't know, Your Honor. He asked then the judge, did anyone order you to do this? And he said, no, they asked me to take a photograph. They asked me if I wanted to come inside the prison, but no one ordered me to. But then Specialist Civitz did say that one of the soldiers, who he could not remember which one, told him that military intelligence asked them to do this and said, quote, it's working, these detainees are talking. So that was the only time during this lengthy proceeding where someone else higher up the chain of command was kind of implicated. But Specialist Civitz couldn't remember who exactly said that, Renee. But he did hint that military intelligence, according to him, asked these soldiers anyway that night to abuse the detainees.
What happened with the arraignments of the other three soldiers?
Well, Specialist Charles Grainer, Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick, and Sergeant Javal Davis were all arraigned. It was something of a formality. The attorneys asked for a postponement of any pleadings, and the judge granted them that. They also postponed kind of deciding what kind of trial they would want, Renee, whether they'd want a trial by the judge alone or a jury of their soldier peers. He granted that postponement as well until June 21st. So any other proceedings on that will take place just 10 days before the U.S. handover of political power to Iraqis on June 21st.
Eric, just briefly, were there Iraqis in the courtroom for today's proceedings? I gather it was supposed to be open.
It really was not open to the general public or others. A few members of the Iraqi Governing Council were there, two judges, the human rights minister. I spoke with him, and he said he welcomes this trial. It's a good sign, and he said democracy in action. But, Renee, the real test will be how it plays out into the wider kind of Arab street in Baghdad and across the country. And many Iraqis are deeply skeptical that the Americans will hold these soldiers accountable.
Thanks very much, NPR's Eric Westervelt, talking with us from Baghdad.